Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're going to go right to a synagogue that's meeting in North Texas. And, you know, we have churches that meet in buildings, different kinds of buildings, including churches that meet in homes. But you also have synagogues, you know, where Jews meet to be able to worship. And they're in homes. Some of those are in homes as well. As a matter of fact, I want you to catch this story from CBN. We're going to talk about it because what's so important about it is that the First Amendment rights of Americans is under attack. And if we don't know that and we assume that the Constitution will be there for us, we could lose it all. Instead of saying, my goodness, this is unconstitutional what they're doing because they're trying to close down a synagogue in Dallas. And that is just blowing our minds what's taking place in Dallas. I think it's a bell for all of us to wake up and realize, my goodness, we have to remember what God did in founding this nation. He's given us the Constitution. And take a look at this. Imagine today they were coming to your community and said that you could not gather as believers. You could not gather as a Jewish fellowship. Take a look at this.
A small home-based synagogue is fighting for its life in far north Dallas, and the outcome could potentially affect other groups that worship in homes. Dallas first demanded Congregation Torah Chaim get a city certificate to operate in this home, and then sued when the group didn't comply. The congregation says the cost is simply too high.
It's about $200,000 in changes for the 20 families who are members in the synagogue. We could never afford it.
As Rabbi Yaakov Rich explains, it's more than paying for a piece of paper.
It would mean shutting down the synagogue and forcing everybody literally to sell their homes and to move somewhere else.
That's because they all have to be close enough to walk.
You see, in Orthodox Judaism, we are not allowed to drive on the Sabbath. And so if the synagogue couldn't be within walking distance, then everybody would have to relocate to where the synagogue was.
Members here are upset because they feel they're just a small group of religious believers meeting privately in a home, no different than the small groups or home groups that thousands of Christian churches have all over the country.
And the pressure goes beyond the government.
Since the city brought their lawsuit, there's been vandalism, there have been swastikas spray painted, one on the rabbi's car, on fences around the area, and it's really just created a hostile environment.
Justin Butterfield is the lead counsel fighting for the congregation.
If they can shut this small Orthodox Jewish congregation down, they can shut down the prayer meeting, the Bible study, even the person who just has some friends over for dinner.
We realized very quickly that this had really national implications in terms of setting precedent for law and religious liberty in the United States.
But some in the area see it differently. They feel they were promised they'd live in a strictly residential situation, and they've ended up with a busy synagogue as a neighbor.
They do services two times a day, 7 days a week. So they're a very active congregation, which is wonderful, but that also means a lot of foot traffic, a lot of car traffic as well.
That and the potential for falling property values prompted David Schneider, who lives across the street, to lead a neighborhood lawsuit against Torah Chaim. He's quick to say none of his objections are anti-Semitic.
You can be opposed to something a synagogue does without being opposed to the synagogue itself.
Rich says that local attack really hurt.
The amount of anxiety having a lawsuit, a major lawsuit, that quite possibly the synagogue might have to close down and the members of the community would have to sell their homes and move somewhere else. It was just too much to bear.
Short-term relief came when a judge dismissed the neighborhood lawsuit. Then the city sued. The rabbi tries to face it with humor.
I was running out of material to speak about on the Sabbath morning, and so the city sued us, and now I have new stuff to talk about again.
CBN News headed to City Hall looking for comment on camera.
No one from the city attorney's office would speak with CBN News, but they did release a statement saying the city of Dallas does not restrict the location of synagogues and other places of worship anywhere in the city. Places of worship, however, are not exempt from complying with city ordinances.
Dallas wants a second front entrance, a sprinkler system installed, larger handicap-compliant bathrooms, and more.
They are asking us to put 13 parking spots on the property. I don't know where. And the interesting thing is that on the Sabbath, nobody drives, nobody parks on the street. You'll never find a car.
Those fighting for Torah Chaim say Dallas should drop the fight, or a judge might step in and make the city pay.
I pointed them to some previous cases. There was one a couple years ago in Los Angeles that resulted in an almost $1 million verdict against the city.
That's little comfort to Rabbi Rich as he and his friends face this second lawsuit.
Going up against the city has the perception of something much bigger and much worse.
No matter the merits of this case, who's right, who's wrong, who wins, who loses, what's not in dispute is the fact that the very existence of the small religious group that meets in this home is on the line. Paul Strand, CBN News, reporting from Far North Dallas.
This is so important because this is the First Amendment to the Constitution, which specifically says the government shall make no law, Congress shall make no laws concerning the church. We're going to talk in detail about this because it seems there's some sort of agenda going on, and the Constitution says this can't be done.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.